Ike joining us right now in his 25th year with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh.
Defensive end Brandon Graham. BG!
Hey.
What's up, BG?
What's going on, y'all?
And by the way, I would say that it's now a record for a player show on WIP. This will be the seventh year of the Brandon Graham show coming up when the season starts. 7 years?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had started early. It would have been like 13 years going Brandon Graham. You know, in the beginning as a young guy, like I'm trying to tell these young guys now, like, man, get out there. Harold used to tell me that all the time. Man, get out here. Like, man, don't be in the house just bottled up. You better be meeting all these people because you don't know when it's going to be your last play. And, man, I ain't get it till like 5-6 years in, and it was like, all right, let me go ahead and get out here. Stop just being in the house playing the game and chilling and not doing nothing.
Yeah, and he's talking about, you know, being at different events, being at golfing events, things of that nature, getting out
with teammates
and
stuff.
Part of the community, that whole thing.
Yep, so, yeah, man, I'm just thankful for that, to be able to be here at least 7 years, because that don't happen if I'm not here. So, you know, I'm just excited to be doing that, man, and hopefully we smiling when y'all coming up to the next show. So, you know, except when Michigan State lose to Michigan this year.
What's the line on that game, Mike? Do you have an early line on that game?
I do not have the early line.
I don't have it early, but, you know.
I'm going to look it up.
I really don't know who going to do what this year, because I ain't been watching Michigan nothing yet, because it's just been Philly this, Philly that this whole offseason.
Yeah, I mean, we know most of you Mays and Blue don't show up until it's time, you know, when you got a good record or something, you know, you know how you guys are.
I can't say nothing because you're right. Y'all came and beat us. I couldn't believe that boy scored 5 times on us. I hope he throw it. Hope he kill it this year though, because I'm rooting for him.
Because
Over in Seattle, I think he got a good shot, especially with Carson retiring.
Mm-hmm. 13 years for you, my brother, going into your 13th season. We can't even do interviews with you as if we're getting to know Brandon Graham anymore, because we talk to you with such regularity, but it's always a pleasure to have you on. Before we came on, you were discussing things that I found very interesting about going into your 13th year and how you approach this season and how your body is feeling. Mm-hmm. Just fill us in a little bit on what it's been like for you coming off a major injury last year and then getting ready to revamp or vamp it up or – getting ready to kick off your 13th season with seemingly not a whole new squad, but a lot of new faces.
Yeah, a whole lot of new faces. And, man, really, you just want to have that chemistry with each other. And I know for me, going into year 13, it's all about accountability. And the guys know that, you know, for me, going into my 13th year, people expect a lot from you, especially, you know, just knowing the basics of making sure you're coming in shape, making sure you got your weight right and all this little stuff. And I feel like this has been the best I've been, you know, especially coming off injury, man. Like, a lot of people probably didn't even expect me to be where I am now. But it's just, man, it's, if you want it, you're going to do everything you can to make sure that you get there. And, man, I credit my wife, because obviously she the one that I don't want to hear sometimes when she's like, boy, you said you want to do this, but you doing that. Okay, I'm going to just tell you. Okay, all right.
White
talk. Hey, but drops that little reminder in there for you.
And you know how it is when you like, I want it, but I got to put it back. I put it back in the refrigerator, and then she be like, well, I ain't trying to tell you what to do. It's just like – but you're right. I told you to tell me. I don't want to hear it right now, but you're right.
So are you lighter than before?
Oh.
I mean, you look in great shape.
I just feel like I am where I was last year. Like last year, I felt so good coming out of camp, and I just came with that same mentality, but I gained about 25 because I had to lay down for 2 months without no weight bearing, nothing.
Right.
And that was tough. And I was even eating right during that, but it's still like when you laying in the bed for 2 months, man, it's tough and you can't move. It don't matter what you do. But when I came back, I felt like I had a good support system of people. I worked out here. The training staff here is really good. The weight room staff, man, I can't credit them enough on just the mentality. I call it therapy, you know, us being in there and just being able to, you know, just release with the trainers and talking to other people. We really do got a good group of people, man, and I just hope that we put this thing together right, because we really do got the talent. We just gotta, like, you know, man, every year is a new team, and now it's all about, can I coexist with you? Can we all coexist so we can get to this common goal, and that's winning the ring, and whatever that take for whatever the team strength and weaknesses are. How can we strengthen our weaknesses and keep getting better in the strengths?
Team added Hassan Reddick this offseason. Keep mentioning that you've been here 13 years. You've been here long enough to know when Hassan was at Temple playing.
I know.
Yeah, watching him play at Temple. But you added Hassan Reddick this offseason. Josh Sweat's coming off a Pro Bowl season. Mm-hmm. Get Derek Barnett back here on a one-year deal yourself. Might be our best, like, at least from a depth standpoint. Yeah. It's a pretty good defensive end slash outside linebacker rushing department.
Yeah, and, man, that's one of the strengths I'm starting to see is just them ends, man. We getting off the rock right now. Obviously, Fletch and those guys in the middle going to do their thing too. But it's just what I've been seeing pop out on the screen is us flying off that ball. And it's just good competition. Like, I see myself flying. I see Hassan flying. And it's only motivated me to do it even more. And so, yeah, man, I think that we got a bunch of guys that's not – we all in competition with each other, but it's not like, you know, sometimes that competition can kind of make you feel a certain way right. towards somebody because of how they approaching it, and they don't want to be as cool because, man, you in the way of my job and all this stuff. Right. I don't think we got that, man. I feel like it's a bunch of guys really trying to help each other because I know I'm going to need you in the moments. It don't matter. When so whoever make the play, man, we all win when we win, and we ain't got to hear y'all talking that stuff either.
Added Bradbury on a one-year contract. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, last year, it felt like that based on your personnel, you guys did pretty well. You had faced some really good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
This year, it feels like the talent's been upgraded, and now you can maybe get more creative, and Jonathan Gannon, your DC, can get more creative. I mean, is the talent there? Is this a very talented defense?
It really is, and this is the first time I really had two corners like that can – man, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. All I got to do is make sure I keep it up what we've been doing because, man, we always talk about how we just right there. We just need somebody to take away that first read. And it seemed like the ball come out so fast sometimes. It's like, man, was anybody even thinking like to check that guy? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just excited because we really do Slay. Obviously, you know Slay already and Bradbury already been out there catching picks. Then you got Epps, them boys back there in the back that's making plays. Man, I'm just – what happens in practice always show up in the game. So right now, man, I'm loving how we just smothering our offense right now. And obviously, it's not like – it's good competition, but it just make us know, like, man, maybe we are. We only know when we get in the game. But right now, man, just we making them boys better.
Yeah. I mean, and what is the old adage? Iron sharpens iron. Yep. So you're out there. You guys, you're gonna make your offensive linemen better. Well, you go up against Lane often anyway.
Yeah.
And those guys out there, Jordan Mailata. So you're getting better that way. And AJ and Devontae get to go up against Bradbury and Slay every day.
Yep.
It truly will show up during the season because you don't necessarily have a practice you can take off.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Nope. You know how we are. We're going to let you know if we got the best of you out there in practice.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I broke it down today in the weight room, and that was the first thing I said. Say, offense, man, y'all already better get ready. Them pads come on today. It's a different mindset. I want to see who's going to be hiding and who coming out to play today.
Right.
Brandon Graham's joining us live here down after Eagles practice. Ike just mentioned A.J. Brown. From your perspective as a defensive player, when you're playing a guy like A.J. Brown, mm-hmm. how much of a difference does that make, like, from what Jonathan Gannon's doing to what you guys are doing? In other words, how much of an impact will he have on this offense just based on the type of player that he is?
Well, you know, you're going to have to take two because if you ain't got that corner, and, I mean, even if you got that corner, it's like it's all about how your coach, how the D coordinator explain how we run our offense. If some coaches – they have a clue of what you're going to run. Some coaches don't. And it's kind of like a toss-up when you out there sometimes because I've been in a game where we thought we knew something and then, bam, they hit us with some other stuff. And then, you know, they thought they was going to pass the whole game. They run the whole game. We got six in the box and we getting gas. We can't even stop the run. So they keep running it. So I think that, you know, he brings a downhill, you know, stretch the field type guy. And then, you know, of course he can run his routes too. It's just all about how we play him. And so that's what I'm more, you know, focused on. We've been playing them just based off our calls. And coach just like, hey, match up one-on-one, do the best you can type thing and, you know, show your athleticism. So I think that it's just all about how our offense uses certain guys in the scheme. So.
Brandon, how's the family? How's the kids? I know our kids are about the same age, mm-hmm. so they're getting big.
Yeah, you know, a bunch of activities, swim, gymnastics for baby girls, swim for both of them, but baby girl end up getting on the team. So, you know, it's just already starting that. No competition stuff yet. It's just been cool to be invited for her to be on the gymnastics team and the swim team. And so now it's just, man, just full-time dad/athlete right now.
You and I played in a few golfing events together this offseason. What's the golf game looking like?
Well, you know what? My golf game got better as I kept playing. Because, you know, what I tell people, man, I try to get me some lessons in, especially if I know it's booked with some stuff this year. And this was the most I probably got out this year. I told wifey, I'm like, how you expect me to have my connections up if I can't get out?
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Smart man.
So it's like, you know, I love coming home to these kids and doing everything, but, you know, I got to get out too. And so we got a nice little balance of stuff now. So, man, she just want me to, you know, be able to take advantage of all this stuff right now, man. So I'm just trying to take full advantage of just the opportunities that come my way. And I'm good. It'd be good to see y'all when y'all out there, man, because y'all just motivate me for when I'm done. That's what I'm going to be doing.
How's Ike's golf game looking, Brandon?
You know what? I ain't get to see his
golf
game.
We haven't actually played
together. Yeah, we ain't played together.
We just see each other. The bench, yes.
Yep. We be the celebrity guys that's part of the foursome that we got. Mm-hmm.
They probably spend a lot more money to play with Brandon than they do with me.
Well, you know what? I give you more credit, man, because, hey, y'all paid the way for us. And, you know, people love you on the radio, too, so you got your own. Both of y'all got your own name.
We're doing it.
So, we know you listen because you've called in
before. Yeah.
We know you listen. All right. So you've noticed we talk about, and I just said this to Jalen, we talk about him a lot. Mm-hmm. And you know that we talk about the quarterback in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
He seems like he's pretty well equipped to handle the pressure that comes with being a quarterback in Philadelphia. You've been here for 13 years. I mean, would you agree with that?
I really do, compared to, you know, a lot of other quarterbacks that we've had. And, you know, it's a tough task, man. Not saying that's a bad thing. It's just hard to play in Philly. And I mean, a lot of people always, you know, talk about even as a coach, as a player, you know, it's tough to be in Philly because you're going to get called out and people going to hold you accountable and you got to win instant. You know, when you get up in here, or it's just like, move on. Sometimes you move on and you see guys have success other places. And it's like, damn, if only we had patience.
Yeah, we're not very patient.
We're not very patient. I know.
But I'm glad that they were patient with me. I mean, I don't know, going first round sometimes give you a couple extra years. But, man, I'm glad it clicked when it did. And I just know that a lot of guys are equipped and some ain't. And some guys, you know, might be equipped. And, you know, sometimes – like right now, it's an all or nothing season for him, and I feel like he gonna do his thing because he got us. We gonna make sure we keep on, you know, keep the focus on the main thing, and that's, man, getting better every day. Cause it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, obviously we know people want you to start and finish good, but sometimes that's not always the case.
Yep. All right. Last thing. Expectation this year. You made the playoffs. Lost in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a team that's competing for the NFC and getting to a Super Bowl? Are you guys a true NFC contender this year?
I really do think that we are competing every year, but if not, I mean, for this year, man, we got it on paper. Now let's just go prove that what's on paper is true with how we approach every week. And so that's just going to be a one time a week thing. And it's like, man, what's the focus for this week? All right, how can we carry out this plan that we got, that coach put in front of us? And it's just, we got to have people all in on it. And so that's it, man. Like, man, let's have fun with it. Because once we get in, it's going to be gone like that. And it's so up and down. You just got to try to stay together through it all, even during the adversity, you know, when stuff don't go well one game. And, you know, hopefully you don't have nobody going, hey, man, secret source over here said this is going on. When you start doing that, boy, it's trouble in paradise for sure.
It's been quiet on that front.
Oh, and I love that because I'm telling you, that plays a big part too. Like, of all them little secret anonymous stuff, I get it, man. Like, sometimes you mad, but you got to be able to control your emotions because that really do drive a wedge through a team. Most of the time, true what people saying, but it's like, own it if you're gonna say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, put your name on it.
So you guys feel like you're all pulling in the same direction?
I feel like that.
There's some years there's a pull here, a pull there.
You just gotta be able to handle your emotions the best way you can, and even during like adversity when we lose and stuff, man, I've learned just go talk to the media, get it over with. You feel a lot better. Don't hide because it don't matter. They're going to say what they're going to say, but at least you got another week to go out there and prove to them that they wrong. You know what I'm saying?
I remember you last year, just to piggyback off what you said, Brandon. I remember you last year saying, you know, through tough times, that's the time that you pull closer together with one another versus pulling apart and pointing fingers. And I think that certainly helped you guys 2-5, and you guys turned that around into a playoff spot last year. I mean, that's just showed you what you can do as a team when you face adversity, if you pull together versus looking to point the fingers and that sort of thing where a season can go down the drain. So yeah. I thought last year was a great example of that.
Yeah, for real, man, because, you know, we know what's at stake. Some people on contract years, they trying to get this money. It might not be going out like how it's supposed to, but why put yourself in a worse position by being negative? Because that's only going to make you be more negative and be and your play going to be a little negative because you ain't focused on getting better. You focusing on, man, there they go doing it again. There they go doing that. See, he made another mistake. It's like, man, we supposed to make mistakes in practice. But it's like, all right, look, are we talking to each other in a way where we all can receive it? Because we all are here to win. Yep. So it's like, look, all right, big dog, you stinking it up. All right, bet. Like, how can we get you better? What are you good at? Let's keep that good. Now, what you need to work on? All right, man, I bow down. I'm sorry, man. I need to work on this. I need to stop hiding from myself and just go head on with it. And it's just like own it, man, and move on. And that's really what it's about, man, just owning your stuff and moving on, because it ain't going – your plan never go like you wanted to, but it's how you handle that when it comes. And so I think, yeah, man, we're going to see when it's that time. We're going to see.
Well, Ike, there you have it. Brandon Graham.
That's why he's the best at it.
That's why he's the best. That's why he goes into the seventh year of the Brandon Graham Show from Chickies and Pete's.
That's why I'll be worried about job security until he gets a job somewhere else.
You know what? I like, with all this stuff that's going on, man, I'll be needing y'all help. I'll be looking at y'all like, damn, boy. Like, when you be like, this is sponsored by, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, boy, I'd have messed up on that one.
We can work with you.
Hey, I know. And I know it's just comes with practice.
It takes time.
It takes time. It do. And
you should have heard me early in my career.
Oh, man, Ike, so you wouldn't even know he played football. He's so good now.
Boy, my first time on the radio, I almost passed out because it's just different. Like, it's so live. It's live, and it's just like, I used to just feel that pressure. Like, ooh, this live, boy. Let me slow down. I can't breathe after sometimes I'm talking.
All right, well, listen, thank you. Always great to see you, and I'll see you after week one.
Always appreciate it, brother.
Hey, let's go, baby, let's go.
Brandon Graham.
E-A-G-L-E-S, ego, let's go.
All right, there he is, BG.
I'm the one and only.
Yeah, it just makes you smile. Love the dude. He's the best. He really is.
One and only.
The one and only. 215-592-9494. You had said this, I don't know if it was yesterday. You said it sometime this week, and it makes a lot of sense that you think Brandon being out there just in general, forget about his play, and obviously he has to play well, but he last year, a big part of Brandon Graham is that he kind of brings everything together because he's got chemistry. You know, Fletch had a little bit of a down year last year. Some of that could have been the fact he wasn't playing next to Brandon, who was used to for so long. Yep. So getting him back out there, getting him a part of the rotation. You know, now they got to get to the quarterback. And it's exciting to see that the defense is doing well in camp so far, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's for me, it's certainly better than the opposite of having the offenses go up and down the field on the defense, considering how many players they brought in. But, you know, this can be a fun year. And Jonathan Gannon, I don't hope this is the case with him, but sometimes you can have a little more – you can have too much of what you've asked for. You know, you want more talent? Okay, well, now you got to figure out how to put all these guys in the right place and get the most out of them. You got nice depth from a youth standpoint and veteran standpoint when it comes to your outside rushers, your pass rushers. I've been out there four times now, and I've seen the defense. I see a lot of 3-4 formations, but I'll wait until the regular season starts to see if they're going to actually use the 3-4 formation. But they're using a lot of it with Hassan Reddick standing up and BG standing up and Derek Barnett and Josh Sweat. These guys are coming from the outside with big boy Jordan Davis right there in the middle as a zero technique nose tackle. You know who's been – it's been quiet with training camp? Hargrave.
Haven't heard his name once.
Not once.
Not a lot of Fletcher Cox talk?
No. Is Fletcher even – I know he didn't practice a couple times last week.
And, like, not good or bad. Like, there just hasn't really been –
there's nothing. You know what it is, though? When you're in that five technique, there's not a lot of plays to be made for those defensive ends.
So Fletcher's going to be thrilled?
Well, they did give him more money.
They did, in March, right?
March or April.
After they cut him.
Right.
Yeah, but they gave him a nice paycheck for for 1 year.
Was it? That was a weird.
Yeah. The free agent for 20.
Yeah,
like 20
that was
minutes.
Weird. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Took everybody. What did they give him, like $14 million for a year
or
something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
I mean, they gave him a nice 1 year contract.
He shouldn't be upset.
I think they only saved $1 million by doing that whole thing.
Yeah, something like that.
That was a weird, that whole little transaction.
Well, we had the whole, like, all right, do we say goodbye to Fletch or is he coming back? Like,
well, no, remember, the Eagles didn't say goodbye to him, so we thought that was kind of weird.
And it was.
Like, hold on.
And it makes sense now, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, but Yeah, no, you're right. With a change of defense, his role's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
And we
know last year there were times he didn't like the role that he was in. So
another reason why BG can help out down there calming him down.
No, you're absolutely right.
All right, we'll come back.
Sometimes you got to be the therapist out there.
Yeah,
man.
And BG is definitely good at being the therapist. All right, we'll give you we'll get back into the legal stuff as well. 215-592-9494. Also, an update from Bryce Harper.
Uh-oh.
Straight out the horse's mouth on his injury and where he's at. What did Bryce say? You'll hear that next and get to your phone calls on the Eagles as the Phillies' Noah Syndergaard makes his debut tonight at Citizens Bank Park. We'll talk about it. Mark Sandrisso, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about Mark's Jewelers for a second. You're getting engaged, all right? The place that goes Mark's Jewelers, you're not going to find a better selection. You're not going to find a better price. You're not dealing with Philly sales tax. You're not dealing with having to worry and pay for parking. You're getting the best jeweler in the area, a 25,000-square-foot showroom, personal consultants, experts, private booths. They have a full bar, right? Yeah, really a full bar. So get a drink, sit down, relax, pick the right ring. Maybe you're already engaged, you need wedding bands. Mark's Jewelers. Maybe gifts for the bridal party. Mark's Jewelers. Any need that you have, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville is the place to go. They're convenient, right off the Pennsylvania Turnpike, minutes from everywhere. Shop online, marks-jewelers.com.
Yeah, it's been good. Being able to get the pins out kind of, open things up for me to kind of do what I needed to get, get through the week and then get into, this next week to prepare me to come back. So, being able to throw the baseball again, catch the baseball again, my workouts changed a little bit just so I can grip a little bit more and things like that. And then getting back in the cage, got the pins out, got back in the cage that day. So it felt good to, get back in there and swing a bat and, like I said, get it kind of going again.
You're even more optimistic now about coming back before the end of the month and with the progress you've made?
No, I mean, like I said before, I don't like putting timelines on anything because I don't know how I'm going to react. I don't know how my body's going to react or how, my thumb's going to react. So, we're still on the same timeline of, September-ish and, come back when I'm ready and able to come back.
Bryce Harper speaking to the media earlier.
Don't get pushy, Clark.
Yeah.
I heard the tone in his voice.
Yep.
I heard that tone in Bryce's voice. Yeah, don't get pushy there, Clarky.
Yeah.
Bryce is about to be like, you're wearing Skechers again.
Oh. Well, it's nice to hear that he got the pins out one right to the cage, right?
So that, no, you know that.
Yeah. He's like, ah,
yeah, I got to get in the cage. Yeah, he wants to get back out there ASAP. And sure, he has to feel good that the guys have sort of held it together while he's
hell
been out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to feel good about
that.
Yeah,
and the team's actually, when he gets back, is so much better positioned to win between the bullpen, the starting lineup.
Oh, yeah.
You added a starting pitcher. He's got to feel great coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And you hope that he's able to hit the ground running. And I know it's like you can't expect him to jump right in the lineup and look like the Bryce before he got hurt.
No.
But you're hoping by middle of September or so that it's like, man, it's Bryce is back looking great and everything else. Because, I mean, this is setting up to where this is going to be a great final month of the season. Mm-hmm. And this team's ready to win some ball games and to make the playoffs. I mean, it's right there for him. It's right in front of him, Mike.
Yep.
Let's do it. All right. So Bryce Harper back. We have the lineup tonight. Syndergaard makes the start. Jack, are they favorite in the big favorites in the game tonight? Would you bet the Phillies?
I would say they got to be at least what?
-200. Yeah, you would think so.
Run line?
No, you just do the money.
The run line is 9.
No, run line's minus 2.5.
I thought it was over under run line.
No?
Well, you got to wait till tomorrow to deposit
it.
I
can't talk betting. The run line, minus 1.5 on the run line is minus 125. So it gets you better value than the minus 230 that they are favored by.
Y'all don't know what any of that means. I just took the Phillies tonight.
Yeah.
Good
just,
job.
Worry about that.
That's all I did.
They're going to win.
Yes.
Noah Syndergaard makes his first
I did
start.
Take the over in total runs, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to add a little juice to my same game parlay, man. I can't just juice straight up bets.
Well, you're hot on the parlays.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. And I'm back in on another golfer this weekend.
That's awesome. All right, let's give you our Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309 online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. If you're getting engaged, that's the place to go. And the defense continues to shine at training camp for the Eagles, like Reese. But does that make you happy or does that make you nervous about the offense? That's what we asked you. Excited or nervous? And most people saying excited right now about the defense.
Yeah.
62%.
Is that going up or down?
I don't know, actually. I forget what the last one. Might have went down a little bit.
All right.
Because yesterday, Jack put out something similar yesterday. Unless he might have. Or Jaleed. No, it's do you actually think that? So, what do you believe is more true? So, I'll ask you this, like, what do you believe is more true? The defense is actually really good, or the offense is a concern? And again,
I would say the defense is really good.
Okay. Most people agree with that as well.
Yeah.
Jack, what did you say to that? Is the defense just really good, and that's part of the reason? Or
I think the defense is obviously better, but this has to concern people. And I just don't know how it doesn't concern people. Like, listen. It's a scenario where the offense is supposed to thrive. They're not really tackling. They're not doing any of this. And, like, again, we're talking about this the second year in the offense. It's supposed to be this takeoff. It worries me that they're not doing it. Like, Bradbury and Slay, I think, are very good. But other than that, like, yeah, you got some good players in the interior.
Yeah, so what? We got good players on offense, too.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It scares me. It really does. And I hope we're not – I hope we don't have to lower our expectations for this team because the offense isn't where the defense is.
Well – I mean, that could be a possibility if that's what it comes to. You see, I think you got a couple of different phases that we'll go through before we get to being outraged or panicked or upset at the team. First and foremost, the fans want to see them win. So if they're winning, we'll be able to justify any style of play as long as it
– Yeah, look at last year.
Yeah, as long as it results in W's, people will be okay with it. Where I'll differ at as far as last year goes – I don't think this team starts off 2-5. Nobody's sitting around.
Well, as long as they're winning, like last year, we thought we could run our way to winning playoff games.
Right,
and
late.
People were okay with that.
Yep. But to Jack's point, we had to almost settle for that afterwards.
Sure.
I think the Eagles as a staff will know if this team is where they want it to be from a passing standpoint. And when the season starts, we'll get the true indication of how they feel based on what the game plan looks like. If they come out with a similar game plan as last year, to me that says, we're not ready to throw the ball yet. At least not have it lead our offense as what's driving the offense. We may need to stick to the running game.
Well, I mean, and last year it seemed like they came out trying – they wanted to throw the ball. This year you could ease into it as opposed to – because I believe that's what's going to happen more than anything.
And I don't think they would sacrifice – see, they may have sacrificed wins early last year.
They did.
To try to develop that passing game. I don't think they would do that this year.
No, I agree.
The season has high expectations. They can't afford to get off to a 2-5, 2-4 start.
No, I think the most likely scenario is that not that they're running the ball as much or like Jordan Howard's not out there running the football, but
you're saying you feel like we're going to notice that it's a run first offense still.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that will give us a lot to talk about.
Yes, it will. but get the wins and then really like we'll deal with the rest after that.
Yeah, we'll have the best of both worlds, winning ugly.
Winning, you're happy for the win, and being mad at the win.
Four straight seasons of winning ugly.
Yeah, and how fun has that been?
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's not, Jack, it's not fun at all.
We had it wasn't even a win. It was a what did we call it?
Oh, you're talking about the moral victory.
We had a moral victory that felt better than a victory.
Yeah,
that's true.
They almost beat the Ravens.
Steelers game on the Ravens. Yeah. Yeah, Steelers on the Ravens.
Well, yeah, because we're coming off the freaking Cowboys game here.
Yes.
Which was just
and then
dreadful.
They beat the Giants, but that was the worst win ever. And Carson was terrible, and then he shut it down after that.
Yep.
All right, a couple phone calls here, and there's room for you. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Juan in Philly. What's up, Juan?
Hey, what's up, Johnny? What's up, Ike?
What's going on,
what's
bro?
Up, Juan?
Hey, man, this practice is starting to concern me, man.
What's starting to concern
you? I agree with Jack. Well, everything what Jack said, I agree with. You know, the training camp is more for the offense to, like, get in their groove rather than the defense to get in the groove.
Right.
So
yeah.
And we're still hearing the same. Like, I hope Jalen Hurts does what Brandon Graham did to a lot of Eagles fans. He made us put our foot in our mouth because he struggled when he was a rookie and everything, and then we gave him a chance and he got better. So I hope Jalen Hurts does that to me, like put my foot in my mouth. But we're hearing the same problems that he had last year, and that's what's really concerning me.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to say you shouldn't be a little concerned. I wouldn't be overly concerned right now, Juan. Until they start preseason games, and more importantly for this first team, the first teamers, the joint practices. I'll be interested in hearing what these joint practices are like because they'll be going up against sometimes the other team starters. Right. So if we're hearing that this offense looks good against that Cleveland Browns defense, that's supposed to be good. They got Denzel Ward out there. They got Myles Garrett out there. They got what's the defensive end to hit Carson? He came back.
Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, that Joker, the linebacker from Notre Dame.
Who was that?
Oh, he's like the in the Rookie of the Year conversation last year on defense.
I can't remember.
It's like J-O-K. Never mind.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry, Jack. The Cleveland Browns, they weren't on my radar a whole lot last year.
Well, they won't have a certain quarterback, I don't think, practicing.
It doesn't seem like.
Right. Oh, they got Jacoby Brissett. Oh, no, but he will be practicing.
Well, they came.
He can practice.
They came and took him off the field yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He was practicing when it got announced that the NFL was going to go for it. So,
maybe they want to let him know in case he get bombarded at the end of
the No, you're right. Like, that, yeah. Like he is able to practice because obviously this needs to be worked out. And, you know, they're.
Well, I mean, even if they suspended him for 12 games, like, you're not suspended from training camp.
Correct.
Yeah, but he also probably wouldn't practice with the ones that week.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to do ones. I'm just saying he could still practice.
He can still practice.
He's going to destroy the Eagles second
players that are suspended still can practice and play in preseason games all the way up to the start of the regular season.
Yes. Actually, he may go up against the Eagles' first team defense if they decide to put their second offense up against the Eagles' ones.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if he's running with the Jacoby Brissett as the first team quarterback, he will go against the Eagles' number two defense.
Right.
I don't know how joint practices normally.
We got to ask Elliot tomorrow at 3. Yeah. He's the expert.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks from now, though.
Yes.
Because we got the Jets next week.
So when's the practice against Cleveland?
The joint practice is the next week.
So it's the following week.
Yeah, the following week after the matter of fact, I think they play the Jets that Friday, off that Saturday. Wouldn't surprise me if they practice Sunday and then leave Sunday evening.
So do a walkthrough and then leave Sunday evening?
Yes, because you got the joint practices in Cleveland. I believe it's Cleveland. Is Cleveland last or Miami last? I don't have the preseason schedule in front of me. But those are the two road games after the Jets game. And I would imagine you would head down there that Monday or
yes, for sure.
Start practice that Monday.
You get there and then you have the, I guess it's 2 days that they do?
Difference is they play that preseason game on a Sunday.
Yeah, the weird
preseason.
So
1 o'clock Sunday. So they may wait to go down there like on a Tuesday.
Yeah, so it's the 21st. The Dolphins game's the 27th. The debut is next Friday down at the Link against the Jets. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so it's weird to have a Sunday 1 p.m. preseason game. When's the last time they had that?
The Eagles?
Yeah, normally it's Thursday nights, right?
Yeah. Although they do have teams that play on a Sunday afternoon preseason.
There's that Colts game.
Just the Eagles never are part of
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
There's a Colts game in like 2014 that was a preseason game at like 1 o'clock.
So is this like a
– For the Eagles?
Yeah. Is this a network game? Is that why they're playing on the Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's going to be probably a CBS
game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would expect
that. Nance and Romo?
Well, they got to get their preseason practice in, too.
Or Ian Eagle.
No, we don't do it, Ian.
Yeah, could be. But that'll give us something to watch on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, it'd be great.
With all these rotating booths, they got to get their chemistry down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Andy. Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yo, what's up, Mark?
Andy!
What's good, Ike?
What's up, Andy?
Yo, Ike, man, you sounded good on the morning team. You were stealing all Miss Kim's time, though.
She was standing right next to me, too.
Did your thing. That was good. That was very insightful, man. That's what the people wanted to hear.
Oh, what's up, brother? Thank you.
Yo, before I get to the Eagles, I want to ask all three of you guys a question, non-Eagles related. It's sports, but non-Eagles. All right, we got the Sixers and we got the Phillies. Of those two teams, with the core they got in place now and the young guys they got coming up, who do you think has a brighter future?
Well, the Sixers are still in a good place. I know what you're saying with baseball. The thing with baseball, Andy, it is so hard, man. It is so hard to get over that hump and become a perennial playoff team, right? Like, it's one thing to not be a dumpster fire as a team. It's another thing to be a perennial major league playoff team. Whereas the Sixers are going to be in the playoffs as long as Joel Embiid can walk on 2 feet.
But look at the Braves last year, though, Ike. You know what I'm saying?
They
lost some of their key big dogs, and they still won the World Series, and they're still perennial playoff teams year in and year out.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So who would you guys go with if you had to pick one of those two teams? I'm going to go with the Phillies.
I would go with the Sixers.
The Sixers are chasing their tail for 5 years.
Yeah, I would go with the Sixers.
Okay. How about you, Mark?
Slight Sixers.
All right. How about you, Jackie Baseball?
Oh, come on. It's obviously the Phils. I mean, the Sixers don't have a real championship window.
I'm with you, Fritz. And the run line, I think only baseball geeks would know what a run line is. What is that?
Well, it's a point spread.
Yeah,
it's like,
you don't even got to break it down because
it'd be like the point spread in a football game. The run line is what a point spread in the football game is.
Normally, what he's saying when you hear a run line, it's almost like he's saying money line.
Right. I guess.
But it's not the money line.
No.
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 But it gives you better odds.
Yes.
Because
Andy's right. I wouldn't know that. That's why you said run line, though.
You're the one addicted to the app in there. I was talking to a fellow.
But I don't use run line, though.
Yet.
You're right.
That'll be the next thing.
We've come a long way in your journey.
Yeah.
I can't wait till you break it down.
Bank account ain't all that happy. But, yes, we've come a long way.
Use promo code Ike.
Yes.
Let's go to Daryl, Downingtown. Daryl, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Daryl?
What's up, Daryl?
Hey, Ike, how are these guys going to get their timing down and get into football shape for getting hit without actually doing it?
They're going to use the regular season to sort of get in real football shape. I'm imagining these joint practices that everybody seemingly now puts such emphasis on.
Yeah.
They're going to collaborate with the Dolphins coaches and the Browns coaches to come up with some of these drills where they can get some sort of simulation of game speed without the tackling part of it. The tackling part of it, we may as well just forget about that. They just, because the last thing one of these coaches wants is that one of their players to get injured because somebody's trying to tackle them in practice. And quite frankly, that's the last thing a fan wants.
Sure.
Like, as much as we want them to hit, the last thing I want to hear is that Miles Sanders' knee got tore up because somebody dove in there to make a tackle, or A.J. Brown got knee tore up because somebody was trying to tackle him. And he's a physical ball carrier, and he wouldn't just go down. So it's like, I get that aspect of it from the coaches that you don't want the tackling part, but you can still hit each other. Like, we could still give you a forearm shiver and those type of things, yeah.
I just don't know how they're going to be ready for the season to start if they haven't at least spent some time on that.
Well, this is everybody.
Well, that's the thing, is everybody is doing it.
Yep.
Everybody. Wow.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no tackling in the NFL in practice anymore.
Yeah.
You liable to get a player to walk out of camp like, man, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Somebody called my agent. Was this in the CBA?
Different times, man.
Yeah, man.
It is, Daryl.
Yep.
All right,
buddy.
Guys.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, so like, just like it seems to me with what we're talking about here, it seemed to me that most people that cover the team haven't thought the Eagles offense has been great in camp so far. There's certainly among everybody that we talked to the other day at practice, I heard nobody say like in panic mode or being like, man, they look really, really bad. It was more like the tone was, yeah, kind of how they looked last year. Jalen kind of looked how he looked last year. Mm-hmm. Nobody said he looked good, but no one was saying he looked terrible. It was just kind of like, eh, he's kind of been like the way he was last year. Had a couple bad days, had a couple bounce back days or whatever. I'm reading from Ruben Frank here. And I guess he's still a part of our pregame show, and you hear him right here on 94 WIP, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He says he writes the truth about Jalen Hurts, and he printed this yesterday. Said there's been so much nonsense written and said about Jalen Hurts since the start of training camp, much of it by people who haven't been to a single practice.
I don't agree with that.
So let me be very clear about this.
There's nobody writing about Jalen Hurts that hasn't been to practice, I don't believe.
Right. So he says written and said.
Well, okay. There are people talking about him. Sure, that hasn't been to practice. Sure.
Sure. Exactly. But but what he says is Hurts has had three very good days, one shaky day, one average day. Mm-hmm. The sum total of these first five practices is somewhere around a solid B performance for the 23-year-old quarterback. So there you go. So I haven't heard people giving him an F or anything like that. I think Elliott said a C camp so far.
Mm-hmm.
But like I know that Rube really likes Jalen, so he may be looking at this a little bit differently. But like overall, no one's giving him a B is a good grade. A B is a not an A, but a B is a yeah. He's had a good camp so far.
Are we grading on a curve?
Let me check, Jack. I think the Rube curve.
Yeah, because this is what I mean by that, right? If you had higher expectations of this offense with AJ, with Jalen, and everything they've done this offseason, then maybe your grade on Jalen has been a little harsher because you're not impressed with what you've seen from him. To your point, no one's saying he's out there, you know, throwing interceptions left and right and looks clueless out there.
No.
They're just basically saying he's not been impressive. And going into your third year, second year in the same offense, all the reasons that everyone said he's going to succeed this year, and this primarily being the same offense with an upgrade like A.J. Brown, it's not the end of the world, but through a week of camp, he hasn't been impressive. Like,
that's reality.
That's reality.
Doesn't mean he sucks. Doesn't mean he can't be good when the season starts. Doesn't mean he can't be good next week. Yeah.
Yeah, like we can't lower the bar just because we like the kid, right? It's like, so lowering the bar pretty much says, well, I don't need him to throw for 30 touchdowns. I don't need him to throw for 25 touchdowns. As long as we win, that's all. No, you pretty much lowered the bar because you know that's not something that's realistic from him. And that's fine. But don't try to be critical of others who haven't lowered the bar and are expecting more out of this offense. Like, that's just the way that it is, man. You can't have everybody get excited about A.J. Brown all offseason and then turn around and say, we're going to run the ball 60% of the time.
There were drops
today
by wide receivers. Yeah. Right? It's not all about Jalen Hurts.
No, I'm just –
but he's the quarterback.
Yes, this is nothing new. Like, when interceptions get thrown, does anybody actually take time to go break down? Did the receiver run the right route? Did he do what he was supposed to do? No, you just know the quarterback threw an interception, and that's all you're going to report. You don't know who did what wrong on that play or not. But in practice, you're just reporting what you're seeing. You can't say, well, the only people's comment on the guys, people who haven't been down the scene. Come on, man. Because you know what that's implying? That's implying he's having a great camp and everybody else don't know what they're talking about. And he's not having a great camp.
He's the only guy that says that.
Yeah, from the standpoint of lighting it up in practice. He may not be out there turning the ball over left and right, but it's hard to turn the ball over when you check the ball down a lot.
Yep. Yep.
Also, Rube gave him a solid B. That's about what everyone else has said.
Yeah.
Had they?
Well, I mean,
I don't think Jalen's had a bad camp. I just don't think it's been a camp where you walk away from practice saying, wow.
He has not been. You haven't been impressed with.
Yeah,
with
Jalen.
Yeah, I mean that's it. It's kind of been like last year. So here's my question: Because there seems like there's probably one or two people here that have irked Rube about their Jalen Hurts.
Somebody has, yes.
So who is it? Because when he says so much nonsense written and said about Jalen Hurts, the written part I will connect to Elliot Shore Parks. I think he's talking about Elliot. Jack,
almost broke a blood vessel.
Would you agree?
Elliot.
But Rube also, I know he has respect for Elliot. So, you know,
Elliot is there every day.
Yeah, that's
true.
We know that because he's charting every single throw.
That's true.
So he's there every day.
You can't pull that line.
So he says said, so that means someone in the electronic media, either radio.
Well, that feels WIP.
Right.
Well, that's definitely us. That's definitely a shot at us.
So who is he talking about on WIP? Is it somebody on the morning show?
Angelo Castaldi?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Is it somebody middays? Well, I guess it could be.
Could be middays.
Well, the camera's only there for a day. Does that count as being a
person? Yeah, I would say it has to be either you or
it's
the
camera. It's
the camera,
right?
Yes,
see,
you
I was,
or the camera.
I was thinking me.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's
really?
Me. Yeah, Rube's not very warm to me when I'll say hi to him.
Ooh, boy.
God, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, you may have.
A little bit awkward whenever I see him.
You may have broke the code here.
Might have.
It's either you or the camera, and he's out there in flip-flops with no socks on.
He shouldn't be. Is he allowed back at camp for that or no?
He's going to go back, but he
anybody
shouldn't be.
Show Bob Lang that picture?
Text it to him.
No, I just reading it in real time, I'm thinking, this Joker's talking about me, huh? Oh. Well, I was just at camp. So how about that? You're wrong.
And you played defensive guard.
Listen, man.
I didn't even think that if he was talking about you.
I thought he was talking about me. Immediately, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. I mean, I could be totally off. 215-592-9494.
No, I think you're on. I think you're on to something there.
It's me or Joe.
It's either you or Joe DeCamera.
Because it's not Julio because he's positive Hurts. So right. He wouldn't be mad at Joe. Nope. If he was against Hurts, he would be furious at Julio.
Yes, yes.
For sure.
Yeah, I think you broke the code there.
Yep,
nice
so
job
I.
by you.
So do I. All right. 215-592-9494. Like, listen, like, I'm being objective with my opinion. Rube is very positive towards Jalen Hurts, and that's fine. That's fine. You believe in him, fine, all right? 215-592-9494.
How we have all types of feuds going on around here, man.
I'm sure he'll handle this perfectly fine. Mark Simrese. Hey, listen, we have the top 5 of 5 coming up next with Jack. What does he have in store for us today? We also have Phillies tickets for Sunday's game. In the envelope, Jack Fritz.
Yeah, buddy.
So that's coming up a little bit later on, about 5:30. Your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94.
Last time we tried in the envelope, it didn't go over well.
I'm producing this segment
listen,
today.
We're
I'm not
going
to listen to the Jack. Yes.
Yeah,
Jack's out. I'm producing.
Donovan Chestbat.
All right, Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, if you're tired of that constant pain in your knees, your hips, your back, whatever it is this time of year, you're out there trying to be active. And you're in pain, right? Like, imagine living pain-free. Well, let me tell you about the team at QC Kinetics. They're helping people here every day, giving them lasting pain relief using the latest advances. The science is simple. They concentrate your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints, restoring and repairing damaged tissue. No drugs, no steroids, no surgery. Listen, you can do the old stuff. I know when I've injured myself, I lived on ibuprofen, and then it didn't get better. Don't do that. Get with the people at QC Kinetics. They can help you. They can get you pain-free. They have clinics here and all over America, so they're the experts in the industry. It's an exciting new natural way to deal with joint pain. No side effects, no downtime. Call them today. QC Kinetics. Get a free consultation. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000.